Okay. Is Jamuna Devi's mood mainly of a servant, or is she in love with him like the gopis? No, she's more in a neutral and servant, in mood of a servant. She's an expansion. Expansion of Vishakha. And Vishakha Devi. But her mood is that of service. And everyone is a servant there, service, but because she can't initiate any exchange, Krishna has to come. So then there's also that element of neutrality, but not the neutrality of the sages and so on. And because she's in Braj or Vrindavan, then everything there is also saturated with Madhurya Ras. So there's also a certain element of Madhurya Ras there. But it's overall the mood is that of servitude, and then with some tinges of these other two. Mm-hmm. You have any questions on that?
Would she feel separation from Shyam just like other gopis, like the gopis do?
She feels separation like like the trees or the mountains. She feels separation, not exactly, not like the gopis, but she feels separation. So Mother Yashoda feels separation. It's different than the gopis. And Jamuna Devi also feels separation, but it's different because the relationship is different. So the separation is also different.
Mm-hmm. And is there any transcendental reason why Yamuna is being separated from Vrindavan and from Krishna at this day and age? Because as we know, there is no original Yamuna. Water is flowing in the riverbed anymore.
Jamuna Devi is always flowing in Vrindavan. So in Uppercut Braj, Jamuna is always there. It's not dependent on the water that you see. Jamuna is always flowing in Vrindavan. Just like if you're chanting Hare Krishna purely, then Jamuna is flowing through your apartment as well. But the manifestation for the Prakat or Drishtavan, that which we see, there are certainly reasons. I remember when I first went to Vrindavan, then on a parikrama with some older devotees, I think it was Gurudas, he had said that Prabhupada had said that because of all the offenses that the Vrijvasis are making, the Jamuna is going further and further away from Vrindavan town. Similarly, there's also a statement that says that the only real because of the influence of Kali, which once again means the things going on in Vrindavan, as well as what the Prajvasis and the pilgrims are also doing, that the only original thing that's remaining in Vrindavan is Giriraj and the dust, which seems to infer that Jamuna is Jamuna Devi's also offended. She's offended by what's being done to Vrindavan.
Mm-hmm.
And that action or that movement that we're trying to do, what is it trying to do? It's trying to not just move politicians or courts and policymakers, but it's also meant to actually create a bed of desire and welcome to show Jamuna Devi that we want her there, because if she wants to come, she just bursts that dam and comes straight through. So the dam isn't going to keep her there. She can come from the spiritual world right here to the planet and come through the universe, shell of the universe. So it's not a problem for her to bust the dam. But that's her lila, and that's giving an opportunity to increase devotees' devotion and to reawaken the devotion of those people who are living in Vrindavan and have them recognize that they need to change their lifestyle, their habits. They have to stop using Jamuna Devi as a sewage canal, because they dump their canal. It's one thing what happens up in Delhi, but it's also what's happening in Vrindavan.
Mm-hmm. I see. And what do you think, if Yamuna is a personality and she has her own desires and feelings, how does she feel about not being manifested in Vrindavan anymore? And what do you think what would be a real change that would make her come back to Vrindavan?
Well, she's a transcendental personality. She can do anything. If she'd want to be in Vrindavan, she would be in Vrindavan. So how does she feel about it? Well, she's obviously not particularly happy, and therefore she's not in Vrindavan. And conversely, she doesn't feel happy about being diverted from Vrindavan, although she's allowed that to happen. She didn't necessarily have to allow it to happen, but she allowed it to happen. And no doubt that she, like so many other people, are not happy about what's taking place in Vrindavan, that Vrindavan's becoming a tourist place, that it's being its holy places are being exploited, that there's no building codes, that there's rampant corruption everywhere, that there's dirt and filth all over the place. She's not happy about all of these things. I was just reading High Grievous book on Vrindavan days, where he was saying that Prabhupada actually wanted one of our businesses, ISKCON's business, to renovate all of Vrindavan, the temples, the places, bring it back to its past glory. So even Akbar, who wasn't a devotee and everything, he had gardens all along the Jamuna shore, all the way from Agra to Vrindavan. So at least he was beautifying the Jamuna. Who's beautifying the Jamuna now? Everyone's just exploiting, getting anything that they can out of Vrindavan, out of Jamuna Devi. So who likes to see it? And perhaps Jamuna Devi doesn't like to see it either. I have difficulty going to Vrindavan. I've been going there for 40 years. And the change that goes on, it's very difficult. Very difficult to have to see that, even though the transcendental atmosphere is there. So she's also a person. And one aspect is the Jamuna, the other is overall what's happening to the holiest place in India.
And doesn't she feel...
In Robert's words, he says, if this is the center of your religion, then you should change religions.
But you won't.
Huh?
But you won't.
No, I won't. But that's the impression. That's, you know, people think this is the holiest place of India, and this is the way, you know, 1.2 billion people take care of their holy place, the small little town. They can't even keep it clean. Ramming huge big buses down little streets and garbage, pollution, and everywhere, alcohol, drugs, prostitution.
And don't you think that regardless all these things, Yamuna Devi feels separation from the dam or from Govardhan Hill?
Sure. Just like we feel separation, she also feels separation, and she wants to come. I think she's giving us a message, and I think that some people are picking up that message, and that's why this whole movement to bring Jamuna back is not only bringing attention to Jamuna Devi, but to all of Vrindavan. There's a real underlying issue, there's an underlying problem, and the underlying problem is something that also really needs to be addressed, and this is really helping to focus on that.
Yeah, Gaurangi has that beautiful song, the Shyam.
Yeah.
Do you think that song somewhat expresses what Yamuna Devi might feel being away from Shyam? Or that song is specifically what the gopis would feel?
In a general sense, why are you thinking of using it as some kind of theme song?
I thought that would be beautiful. Yeah. I love Gaurangi, and I want to give Yamuna Devi a personality with her own feelings to kind of underline the idea that nature is a living being, and especially transcendental.
It's a great song. I'm just looking for it right now, and you could even tell her to.
She said she would compose the music for the film. I love Gaurangi's voice, and I love her mood very much.
Well, that is. What is it? Anyway, that's a really good song and a really good tune. She could just change words to it as well. Which is anyway, I can't.
Go on YouTube and you will find. No, not this one.
Yeah. Because I don't have the name, so I just...
Sure.
No. That's not it.
No.
Anyway, it's something that's 2 minutes long, I think.
Let me find for you. I met a lot of... little devotees. No.
Go ahead.
Devotees in Varshana. Yeah. Like girls of 8 to 10 years old, and they consider Yamuna as their mother, and they feel the separation that they have the feeling and the mood that as if their mother would have been locked away from their children, and they told me that they are ready to die and fast until death, until Yamuna is released.
And hello,
or
what? We just got disconnected. You said about fast till death?
Yeah, little girls in Vaishnava Bridge Basi girls, they express that they have a feeling towards Yamuna Devi as she would be their mother.
Right.
And they feel very sad, as if their mother would have been locked away from them. And they're ready to die to get her back. Do you think this is a kind of this is a type of devotion that Yamuna Devi wants to provoke from the hearts of the devotees come back, or this is a little too extreme?
Yeah, our business isn't to fast to death, but they should chant Hare Krishna, or they should go to Parliament and hold kirtan over there. And fasting to death is not our line. We're not meant to be doing those things. There's a lot of other ways to protest, more suitable ways to protest, particularly, and those ways which makes people Krishna conscious, particularly chanting Hare Krishna loudly, so they can just go outside of Parliament with huge big loudspeakers, and they can just turn them up, or go outside the Prime Minister's office, home, and do 24-hour kirtan. That's a Krishna conscious way of protesting.
Mm-hmm. But as you're saying, that this protest shouldn't be only an external campaign. This campaign should go just as much internal, in the hearts of devotees.
Yeah, and to actually, you know, one thing is to change laws, and the other is, you know, what about the municipality, Vrindavan municipality? What about, you know, getting them to keep Vrindavan clean? What about stopping to throw sewage into Vrindavan? What about, you know, people stopping to throw garbage into Vrindavan? What about these little girls stopping to throw garbage here and there all over Vrindavan when they go, when they have a paper bag or a plastic bag, and throwing that down?
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere else, from Barshana to Nandagram to everyone, and you know, stop pooing everywhere, and you know, having proper facilities for those things. In other words, make Vrindavan look like the way Mecca looks for the Muslims. It doesn't look like the way Vrindavan looks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. I sent you the YouTube link to Xi'an.
Yeah.
And just to summarize what I understood, that she's a personality expansion of Vishakha Devi. She's not happy of in the Prakat form. She's not happy to be away from Vrindavan, but because of the offenses by the devotees, she withdrew herself and she allowed it to happen. So that was her free will. But in the meantime, she feels separation. And when the conditions in the heart and the outside condition change, she would come back.
Yeah, and of course, some of that is also contributes. She's not just withdrawn only because of the offenses. It's also because, just like Krishna when he's on the planet, so he's also... leaves a material body behind, he also leaves. So similarly, transcendentalists also allow themselves to follow the laws of the world and or the ways of men. And so she's allowed herself to be manipulated by materialistic people, or people who don't really appreciate that her real place is, you know, flowing through Vrindavan, not flowing in the other direction for some agricultural purpose.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much. That was very helpful.
Okay, I'm going to go. I got Lakshman here now. And then we'll be in touch. I'll let you know what Jahangir says.
Thank you very much. It was really, really helpful.
Okay.
And now I feel clear about it. Okay, have a good massage, Gurmanjan.
Hare Krishna.